from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat. Boom. Alright. Hello and welcome to today's Zombie Survival Evaluation. I'm your host, Cuddly Bear, and today I have user Little Girl Interrupted with me. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Yay, I'm so excited.
I like that you welcome yourself. Good.
We're off to great. A great start.
Good start. Yeah. She's going to host today's episode, guys, so that's all right. We're going to go through various questions regarding preferences, scenarios, and eventually we will see whether she is fit for the zombie apocalypse.
Spoiler alert, ooh. I'm totally not.
Yeah, totes. You're so going to survive.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. You know, so obviously you know that there are different types of zombies. In your universe, which zombie type would survive or exist? The magic type, the virus type, or the disease type, like 28 days later?
I feel like the disease type would be the most realistic. Like if this were actually going to go down.
It's not about realism, though. Or, I mean, maybe it is about realism for you.
No, I think I'd choose magic. Just, it seems like there'd be cooler zombies if they were magical for some reason. Or if they were raised.
You choose magic?
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like a better backstory.
No Name chose magic too, and the people that got zombified apparently had their legs squashed into their bodies, so you know, that's a thing.
See, that's smart. That's pretty smart.
I guess. I mean, that surely ensues a survival in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. I don't want them to be like the deranged ones that just come at you really fast or anything. I want them to be like those slow, dumb zombies.
Night of the Living Dead or whatever it's called. The one at the mall.
Exactly. Yes.
Or DayZ.
I need all the advantages I can get.
That's the one. Okay. But, you know, do you feel prepared? Do you think you have a good chance of surviving? I know you say you didn't, but come on.
You know,
be honest.
I think I could do okay. I don't know if I would survive, like, to live to be an old lady or something, but I think I would do okay.
Question is, are you already an old lady? Sorry, what?
I know somebody who wouldn't survive very long.
Just yeah, saying. Not me. I mean, I would win. I would kill every last zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'd get murdered by you. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Just sleep with one eye open, you know.
How would you get around? Which mode of transportation would you choose? And are you any good at navigating?
I get lost really easily. So I would hope that I wouldn't have to go too far.
Great start.
Yeah, great start. I mean, I would probably choose something that I could, you know, cars would obviously, there'd be crazy traffic jams everywhere.
Yeah,
so, you know, I'd try to find a motorcycle or something at first, and then, you know, obviously the gas would eventually run out, so I'd probably, you know, get around on a bike for a while.
But you would get a motorcycle in the beginning and then get a more permanent solution afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. You know, you can get away quickly and use alternate routes and whatnot.
Exactly, yeah.
Except you'd get lost.
I think I could. I'd eventually find my way back. I think.
I don't know.
You know, if I didn't go too far.
Where would you live?
I'd probably live where I live now. I live pretty rural. There wouldn't be a ton of people. Where I live, there's a lot of islands. So that's a good. That's
Iron
a good solution.
Islands.
Yeah, exactly. I'm ironborn.
Do you have any knowledge about building? Are you good at improvising?
I'm good at improvising. I definitely don't have much knowledge about building. I'd probably squat in an existing house somewhere, fortify it a bit.
Slop squat.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. You know, I could fortify it pretty well. Do a lot of booby traps around the, you know, the perimeter, things like that.
Mm, booby traps.
Yeah, it sounds a lot sexier than it is.
Hilarious.
I would home alone it, you know? Home alone this bitch.
Oh, totes. Yeah, for sure, sure. Okay, can you start a fire?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a camp counselor and a camper for many years, so I have some camping knowledge.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There is so going on my team. Okay. So if you're able to start your own fire, do you also then know how to forage for food?
I have some knowledge. Although I would be pretty scared about, you know, picking the wrong type of mushroom or the wrong type of berry, but there are certain things that I know how to do. I would just really hope that I could, you know, pillage other people's stuff. Go okay. Get their food until I can grow my own.
That's psycho.
You know, just well, if they weren't around, nobody else was gonna use it. You know, somebody's gotta eat it.
No, I know, but you made it sound like you were going to go to war with people over their food.
Well, you know, if things get really bad, you know, you do what you have to.
I guess you do. I'm not gonna judge. I'm just the one asking questions. Do you know how to get pure water or purifying water?
Yes, actually I do.
Oh yeah, how do you do?
I have a water purification system for camping in the middle of nowhere. So I'm set.
Alright. You're pretty much set then.
Yeah. If it was on my own, I'd have no idea. Probably just boil the hell out of it and hope for the best.
Are you going to keep pets? Are you going to have any livestock? Or are you not going to go for that gamble? Will zombies go for them?
Ooh. You know, I probably would. I'd probably have, you know, I'd probably have a giant dog or something to keep around. You know, train it to be an attack dog. Warn me when people are coming, things like that. I think animals would be a good tool. And yeah, I mean, zombies would probably try to go for them, but you know, if you train them well enough, you could probably be okay. Plus, you know, I might have chickens or something. I could just throw them at the zombies and then run the other way. You know, they'd be a good distraction.
True. I mean, what's the reasoning behind them wanting to eat animals then? I mean, don't they usually go for humans? Or is it just anything living?
I think it would just be anything living at that point. Okay. Who knows? I know, maybe they'd go for humans and then I'd be screwed, but you know, I'd take that chance.
What do you know about pills and natural remedies that could possibly help?
I know a bit. I know a fair bit, I would say. I've done a lot of first aid and things like that in the woods. Like
antibiotic stuff out of plant material and shit.
Antibiotics. I know you can use things like aloe vera. I think birch bark, you can boil it down and get aspirin out of it and things like that. Yeah. I know a few things. I would probably, honestly, at some point, I would probably try to make a trip into like the library and grab any sort of survivalist books that you could and keep them as a reference. Yeah.
Do you have any vices or addictions?
You mean besides the internet? GWA, things like that. No,
besides that.
I don't think so. I think I'd be okay. I think it would be a big adjustment to your way of life, you know. Because, you know, everything would probably be shut down, no power eventually, things like that.
Yeah, of course.
But I think I could handle it.
Good. So, yeah. What's your preferred weapon in the apocalypse?
Oh, I'd take something lightweight and deadly, like a katana. I'd Michonne those bitches.
Do you have a katana?
I do. I actually do.
Okay. So you're not going to go out and try to improvise weapons or anything?
I probably would. I would probably improvise some weapons. I mean, there's a lot of things that could easily be made into weapons. And I'd want the choice, you know, and I would hopefully have a group of people around me, and I'd like for them to be able to have weapons as well. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, some baseball bats, things like that, you know.
Have you ever seen that this reality show thing? I think they had two seasons where people were put into a post-apocalyptic scenario and then they had to survive for an amount of time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely interesting because I think the first season, they all kind of lived together or something. No, they had two different groups. One group was with practical stuff like nurses and carpenters and stuff. And mm-hmm. the other group was like a rocket scientist and a biologist and stuff like that.
Oh, it was pretty interesting. Yeah, that does sound good.
But yeah, I don't think they're ever going to post the third season because apparently rumor goes at least that one of the participants ended up being dead or something.
So. Ooh, that's too bad. Yikes.
Yeah, that's not too nice.
No.
But I think people sign some kind of waiver before they even enter it anyway, so
yeah. Oh, they would definitely have to cover their asses.
Yeah. So, personal zombie survival rules. You got any?
I think I would try to be, I think I would try to surround myself with people that I could somewhat trust. I think that would be a big thing. I think it would be really hard to survive on your own. I'd actually try to get a bit of a community going. Just, you know, you can't take everything on. So, you know, if you can divide up the work, I think it would be good. You know, I mean the usual, like, you know, you want to double tap, make sure that the zombies are actually dead. Don't go off on your own like a dumbass, you know?
So basically don't pull a Carl.
Ugh, fucking Carl. Yeah, seriously.
Carl!
Yeah, exactly. Don't pull a Carl. That would be pretty much my life motto.
Would you shun people if they did that? Like, excommunicate them?
Depends on the person, but probably. Or make them, you know, my kitchen bitch or something. They couldn't leave the kitchen or something. You know, they would just be stuck doing the groundwork.
You're going to trust them making food? For people?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
So on the topic of excommunicating people or in general being nice or mean, would you be friendly or a bandit?
I'd probably be a bit of both, to be honest. I would be pretty nice to people I'd come across as really nice, but if I couldn't trust them, that'd be it. I'd be ruthless. Yeah. No, generally I'm pretty much a nice person. I'm a peacemaker. It would be really difficult, but if it were people that I loved on the line, I think it would be a lot easier to be ruthless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what role would you have in the party? Would you be, you know, the medic or the leader or strategizer?
Prostitute? Yes, I would just be the prostitute. Yes, of course. Nice.
You know, I don't know where I get this from. Just so hilarious.
It's a gift, really.
True gift.
I would probably, I don't know if I would be the leader. I don't really like making the really tough decisions, but I feel like I would kind of be the second in command. You know, I'm good at following orders.
I had no name for that.
Oh, being second in command?
Yeah, because that's what he said too.
Ah, damn. Him and I think too much alike, apparently. yeah. No, I generally, I don't mind, you know, micromanaging the day-to-day stuff, but the really hard decisions I wouldn't want to make. So as long as I had somebody that I could really trust, I think I'd let them be the leader.
So you would be like, what do you call that? Like the community front person, but not the one choosing to murder people or whatever you do.
Yes, exactly.
On that. Okay.
I'm a big peacemaker. I'd be good at, you know, solving a lot of the stupid petty conflicts in the group and things like that.
Yeah,
I'd probably end up being the therapist, really. You know, trying to keep everybody happy and healthy. Although I do some good first aid too, so I could pull off being a shitty medic, I guess, as well.
Oh yeah. CPR me, baby.
Yeah.
So, what's your tolerance for blood, gore, and violence in general?
I mean, I don't super enjoy it unless it's like a movie or something like that. I think in real life, I could handle it if it was like a medical situation. I think I could, you know, if somebody's bleeding out, I would jump in and be able to take care of it. But yeah. I think you would just get immune to it after a while in some respects. You know, killing zombie after zombie would kind of, you know, harden you up a bit to that.
Yeah, but what about the humans?
Oh, like having to kill other humans? That would be hard. That would be hard. I'd let the leader take care of that.
Very diplomatic answer. So, how do you handle stress or difficult situations? Do you panic?
It depends. I actually get really angry most of the time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. If somebody gets in my face, I have a bit of a temper. So I think if a bunch of zombies were coming at me, I'd just kind of see red and just go. So,
all right.
I think I'd be an okay fighter.
You're like a bull.
Yeah, exactly. Just go for it.
Don't mess with Mama Bear. Well, I could see that. I mean, you do seem kind of crazy, so.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's so nice of you.
Okay, so build your own GWA zombie survival team. And who would you put into which roles, and what roles do you want in your group?
Oh, damn, that's a hard question.
It totally is.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I definitely make you my bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So I'll just be waiting home with my pants down my ankle, so you're ready to peg me.
That's about it, yep. Yep.
Alright.
That'd be your use. No. No, I'd make you make the hard decisions. I think you'd be good at that.
Oh, I get to be the leader.
Yeah, you can be the leader. You can make some of the tough decisions. I think I could handle you as a leader. I don't think you'd make too many stupid decisions.
I don't think it's uncommon knowledge that I just want to ban everyone, so. Oh, what's that? You burned one rice out of a million in that pot? Boom.
Exactly. Let's see. As a strategizer, I'd want a couple people, I think. Two heads are better than one, I think, as a strategizer would be
true.
Good. I think I'd get a male and a female in there. I think that would be a good idea. Yeah, right?
Politically correct?
Yeah. Well, it's more like, you know, so I choose somebody kind of, let's see, to deal with kind of some of the Fallout stuff because she's really good with people. I would choose Miss Glitchy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'd put her in there for that. And for kind of the day-to-day stuff, to see the bigger picture, I would choose Super Secret Secret Alt. I think he'd do a good job.
Ooh.
Yep. So they could be my strategizers. Yeah. Let's see. I would, again, I would be kind of the crappy medic. What other roles do we have here? I would choose Ernie 5555555555 to be he could help protect us. I'd put him on the front lines.
Oh.
You know, he'd scare them off. Badass. Yeah, he'd scare them off with his moose noises. I'm trying to
think. Who's gonna give you food or make fortifications and stuff?
Oh. Adorkable, for sure. There you go. She's a good cook.
She's badass.
Yeah. Yeah. So she could help with the food and just be a badass as well.
Make weapons for you and armor and shit.
Exactly, right?
Spiked wall around your perimeter.
Exactly.
Could see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be a good team.
Sounds like a good team.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're about to fight a horde of zombies together with your group. Which GWA or GWA backstage audio would start playing?
Oh, damn.
I mean, I didn't ask No Name this, but Suits chose to listen to Zombie Erotica.
Okay, so. You know what I would choose? I know what I would choose. I would choose one of Avalon or Ever Distant Utopia's a cappella songs on backstage.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're fucking fantastic.
Which one?
Maybe just because I'm a giant nerd, I'd get him to do the Star Wars medley. I mean, how much fun would it be killing zombies to, you know, hearing the, you know...
An amazing voice singing a really good song.
Yeah, exactly.
I could see that happening. Okay, so make a GWA battle cry that you shout every time you enter battle. It can be a favorite line from an audio or, you know, it can be whatever.
I've thought about this one because I knew that you were going to ask me it.
Oh, yeah?
And nothing just seems good enough, you know, to encompass all of GWA because, you know.
But it doesn't have to encompass all of GWA. It's just going to be your personal thing.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. It would just probably be some sort of big, long moan. Just like a, oh, yeah, yeah, kind of.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming.
I'm coming! As you go after them. Exactly. And have some sort of the big, long rage-gasm as you kill zombies.
Rage-gasm. Yeah. Hate fuck. Sure.
Yeah, why not? Except not actually hate fuck the zombies.
No. I mean, who would ever do that?
I know, right?
Okay, so who is the most likely person to get eaten?
Oh. You mean besides me?
Yes.
I can't pick myself, huh?
Nope.
This is hard.
Very hard. I'm quite erect.
It's all that rage gasms, huh? Talking about rage gasms? Yeah, I know. It's hot stuff. I would say it would be I would go with I'll go with Ernie. 5555555. I feel like he would do some sort of like heroic.
You're putting on the front lines.
Well, of course he's
going to. You're going to assume dies the first.
Well, because he's on the front lines. So there's a greater likelihood of him dying. I feel like he would do something brave and courageous and like sacrifice himself for somebody else.
Okay. And Who's the doomsday prepper, playing it safe kind of person?
Probably me. I would probably be pretty paranoid and start like stacking everything and hoarding all of the things and
digging a hole in your backyard where you put in a container and then just living underground.
Exactly. Yeah. With tons of booby traps around.
Booby traps.
Booby traps.
I do that every time I get. I'm even picturing like a trap of boobs.
That's how I lure them in, you know? You just flash them, Hey guys, want some boobies?
Hey guys, want some boobies?
Hey zombies, have my boobies. When they come close and chop chop.
Chop their heads off with your boobs.
Or my sword or something like that, yeah.
Or your sword, I mean, sure.
That might be a little more likely.
Okay, so who's the most likely person to survive?
We'll go with you. You'd probably survive because you'd make all the asshole decisions.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think it would be me. I would probably do really well, and then I would do something stupid like fall over my own feet while running from zombies, and that would be it. Or I'd die somehow, like, completely unrelated to zombies. I'd, like, fall down a flight of stairs or something.
Would zombies be fast in your universe?
No. No. Which is what would make it even worse, is I would probably still be running from them.
Sprain your ankle.
Sprain my ankle, be there for 15 minutes just watching them coming slowly towards me.
Please don't kill me.
Yeah.
All right. A zombie is knocking on your door right now. What's in your immediate vicinity that you could use as a weapon?
My immediate vicinity. I have a giant mag light. Like a metal giant flashlight.
Oh, Jesus. One of those could fucking knock the heads off a giraffe.
Exactly. So bring it, zombies. Okay. I am ready for you.
Substitute club and flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think you'd probably survive that.
Yeah.
So, here's the toughest question of them all, you know. There are no other people. You're horny. Masturbation wouldn't do the trick. Would you A, abstain from sex, or B, try to fuck a zombie?
Okay, for one, masturbation always works.
No, it doesn't. Not in this scenario. Your clit is dead. And only vaginal penetration from a zombie would work.
Ew. Yeah, I think I would abstain. I think I would be stubborn enough that I would be able to abstain because I feel like sexual frustration makes me really, really productive and really ragey, and I feel like both of those things would come in handy. So I think I'd be okay.
Would you also not say that men have an unfair advantage in the sense that we would penetrate the zombies and you would be penetrated?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like,
and I mean, you know,
I don't know.
I mean, rigor mortis only lasts for so long, so it would be a little difficult.
Wink, wink. Nudge.
I'm pretty sure there's no there's no zombies walking around with giant erections either, so.
Giant wieners.
Yeah.
Okay, so just because I know that you and Ernie are good friends, his hand is bitten. What do you do?
Chop it off. Sorry, dude. It's happening.
Okay. And would you or would you not replace his hand for a chainsaw? Would you choose something else?
Oh, I'd probably choose something else. I mean, a chainsaw would be badass. And I mean, who wouldn't want to be...
Pretty badass.
Who wouldn't want to be Ash, right? But... Yeah, no, I'd probably go with, like...
I don't know, I don't want to.
No? I think it'd be cool.
No, all his friends are dead. He doesn't have any money, and he's constantly getting chased by undeads.
Yeah, good point. But I mean, if you were already in that situation anyway, you might as well be badass.
True.
Right? Yeah. No, I would probably choose some sort of, like, a a knife, like a makeshift sword type thing to put on, or like a some sort of a club or something to,
like, you know, the dude from Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or he could get like a giant gold hand, like Jamie Lannister, just go and bitch slap the zombies, cave their heads in, right?
Totally. Fisting and stuff.
Right? The possibilities are endless.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, about the whole zombie franchise, do you like The Walking Dead? Have you watched it?
I have. Yes, I've watched it. I really liked the first 3 seasons, I guess. I don't know. I like how they kind of, you know, it's not all just fighting zombies, but also, you know, having to live together in a community.
Yeah.
And work together. Yeah. I like that kind of stuff. I really enjoy shows where you have to see, you know, when all the kind of societal expectations are gone, how do people really act? As a psych nerd, that's kind of my thing. I like seeing that.
It's definitely something different when you get to see the whole thing behind instead of just constant, like, oh no, people dying, oh no, more zombies.
Yeah. Like, what was that show called? Jericho, I think it was called.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where you kind of see them all pulling together as a community, but then you go outside the community and everything's kind of chaos and there's...
Yeah. Even inside the community was chaos too, because everyone was up for the struggle, but you know.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I like, I don't know. I think it gives us a good insight to human nature. You know, when you see.
In crises.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, which franchise captured zombies the best?
The best as in, like, what I think they would mostly be like? Or the best as in, like, most entertaining? Or
Best movie and most likely to be an actual zombie?
Best movie, just because I loved it, was Shaun of the Dead, I think. I felt like that was, I feel like that's what a lot of people would be like during a zombie apocalypse. Just kind of like, okay. In terms of most realistic, oh God. I don't know, maybe 28 Days Later. Although they were, you know, it was kind of like the virus and they were really ragey and just terrifying, though. I really hope that if there were ever zombies, they wouldn't be like that.
No, I would also not hope that because they're fucking mental.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, no thanks.
which movie would you take after to survive?
Like, which one would I try to emulate, you mean?
Yeah, like, in which movie franchise do you think you have the bigger chance of surviving?
I'd probably go, you know, 28 Days Later, just get out of any city that I could eventually. I felt like they did a good job of making decent choices. So I'd go with that one.
They did.
Yeah.
Except people were totally crazy.
Yeah, well, people would be crazy.
But yeah. Probably.
All the psychological trauma of seeing everybody that you know and love die and that, yeah. A lot of people would snap.
Yeah. So are people in general too stupid in zombie movies? Does that piss you off?
Oh God, yes. Drives me crazy. Same with, you know, any horror movie. Like, why? Why are you doing that? Just think for a minute, especially like I know when people panic, sometimes they get dumb, but oh my God. Sometimes the decisions that they make are just so dumb. Like, just stop and think for a second if you can. You know? You know that this is going on. You know that there's going to be zombies. Like, take a couple hours and plan ahead about what you're going to do if this certain scenario happens so that when it does happen, you're not sitting there going, what do I do? You already know. Exactly. Dumbasses.
Yeah, I watched a clip on YouTube yesterday about the worst deaths in horror movies. And there's this one scene from Scream
Oh, yeah.
where when she's in the clothes store and she jumps out the window and hits down, like hits a trash can or something and starts running into a carnival.
Oh, God.
But then there are like a bunch of tires, and then she, for whatever reason, stops, turns around to look at nothing. And then when she turns back again, he's there with the stupid claw, and she doesn't get into the carnival anyway, and then she's dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just keep
Like,
going. You don't look
makes me
back. Just
hit her.
go.
Like, make the people that are serial killers in the things, make them super smart, and then make the people normal smart.
Yeah.
Rather than dumbing things down, like it, oh,
I feel like they
oof.
do that on purpose, though. They make the people make stupid decisions so that you don't feel bad about kind of going, oh, like when they die, you don't feel bad about kind of, cheering on the bad guys sometimes, or you don't feel super upset when they die. It kind of keeps it light because
Probably.
they were dumb. If they were smart, you'd feel worse if they died. It's a way to be like, well, that would never happen to me because I would do this. Gives you a sense of safety.
Possibly, possibly.
Don't know.
That sense of hope that you would be able to survive the situation.
Yeah, because you're smarter than the idiots that were getting killed. You'd have a chance.
Okay, so we'll go and do a quick fire round, and you just have to answer the questions quickly, no thinking about them too much.
Oh, damn. Okay.
It's just about preferences, really, so it's not going to be like super philosophical things.
Okay.
Katana or spear?
Katana.
Knight's armor or tactical gear?
Technical gear.
Bike or horse?
Bike.
Fish or hunt?
Fish.
Fap or abstinence?
Abstinence. No, wait. Fap. Always fap. When in doubt, fap.
Fear or confidence?
Confidence, hopefully.
Nomadic or settled?
Settled.
Okay. You yourself have been bitten. What do you do in the last hours? Or
Depends
last hour, possibly.
if I'm with people I like if I'm with, my family or something like that, I would spend time with them. If, my family was dead and I was around people that I liked and was good friends with, I'd kind of make my peace with them and then have lots of sex. I'd go out with a bang, literally.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Why not, right?
Okay, so if society was to arise once again, from the ashes, which type of governmental system would we see? Would it be a democracy? Would it be a dictatorship, an oligarchy?
It would probably be a dictatorship until things like calm down. I feel like the people that spoke the loudest and had the most existing power would just kind of come in, take over, try to get everything kind of sorted, and then eventually, hopefully, something like democracy would come up again.
Okay.
That would be my thinking. Yeah.
Well, it's also over now, so that's fine. I can hear stuff in the background. So,
Yeah.
thank you for participating,
Thank you.
and
This was fun.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Okay, I did. Thank you.
Good. All
Yay.
right.
Bye.